from the Cherokee County Sheriff's Office. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you for having us, Jerry.
It's our pleasure. We appreciate you coming in early this morning and sharing with us and about what's going on with the Sheriff's Department. You always have a lot going on, so we've got a lot to talk about.
That's correct, Jerry.
Let's get right into it, Sheriff. Now, first of all, you've got a community meeting set up tomorrow. Let's talk about that out at Hopewell.
Okay, Jerry. We do these community meetings all across our county, and we do that so we can meet our public and answer questions and kind of give them an update on what the happenings are at the Sheriff's Office, the new things we're doing. And plus, it gives us an opportunity to listen to the public. And, you know, not a lot of elected officials have community meetings anymore, and I just feel that it's really important to stay in touch with our public.
Absolutely. Some of the topics that you discuss when you go out at these public meetings, when the people are you reaching out to them?
Josh has a slideshow
that
he can tell you about that shows all the functions that we perform.
Yeah, so we just mainly talk about the Sheriff's Office because a lot of people may only realize one or two things that we do. They may think that it's just deputies answering calls, but we go over every aspect of the Sheriff's Office about the jail, SROs, investigations, major crimes, drug enforcement, talk about our K-9 unit, and talk about projects that we're currently working on, and we, you know, tell them, you know, numbers about what their Sheriff's Office did in the month prior or last year, just so that they know what all the Sheriff's Office does.
All right. That's going to be tomorrow at the Hopewell Community Center at 5 p.m. Who's invited?
The public's invited. Everybody's invited. You know, we want to meet you, and we want you to know who works in public safety in Cherokee County, so that in the event that you do need our services, you're familiar with that person and they're familiar with you. There are a lot of good people out there, and we don't always get to see the good people, Jerry.
I understand, but we are thrilled when they see you coming and see you out there in the community, because they know you're there to serve and keep people safe and keep all that going on. Also, there's a lot of other things going on besides your community meeting, but again, don't forget that tomorrow at Hopewell Community Center with the Sheriff's Department at 5 o'clock. Sheriff, you've got a big undertaking going on with your new training center.
Jerry, we're very excited. We're very close to completion of that project. It's been a long project because we've had to kind of act as our own contractors, and in turn, we've saved the county about $1.3 million doing that.
Wonderful.
And it's Josh has turned into a general contractor for building projects, but it's going to be a training center for law enforcement. We're partnering with Jack State to bring training here in the University of Tennessee. We have the Birmingham Sheriff's Academy looking to do training with us. And training is so important to officers to stay updated and, you know, to train them how to deal with the everyday issues that they deal with, and things like crisis intervention training. You know, we have a new mental health officer, if you want to touch on that, Josh.
The sheriff and probate judge Tim Burgess created a position for a mental health officer, which is very needed. Probably at least half of the calls that our deputies deal with every day touch and deal with mental health and people in mental health crisis. But so that mental health officer is up and running. That's Greg Walker. And we were fortunate just last year to get a grant, a $200,000 grant from the Department of Justice, which pays for that project for 2 years. Then the commission will pick that cost up. But he works hard every day. He is helping people get services they need, helping people deal with their mental illness, and also saving time for regular patrol deputies so that they can be doing their job of public safety and keeping public safe and not tied up all day on a mental health issue. So he's a huge asset to the county.
So much of your work that you do, a lot of times people get the impression that the Sheriff's Department, law enforcement's out there just to arrest people. That's not the case.
That's not the case at all.
You guys are out there to help the public and assist, and providing this mental health officer in crisis times can save lives.
Jerry, there are a lot of people that are in a really bad place, and they just need somebody to help them, you know, guide them. And with Greg Walker doing what he's doing, instead of the officer just responding and maybe talking to them briefly, he does follow-ups and, you know, and helps them, like if they're needing the way to get to the mental health center or to get their medications. And it's worked really well for us. And, you know, we'd really like to add another crisis intervention officer to help us on our staff.
Well, and it's very needed, very much so, because, like you say, most of the, or so many times, the cases that you deal with are because of people that need help.
You know, everyone has gone through the crisis intervention training. Some of us went through it by experience, you know, on the road, and it's very important that the officers know how to handle those situations, because they can be very dangerous if not handled properly.
Exactly. And know how to evaluate it and identify it immediately.
That's correct, Jerry.
And also, that's a good thing that you've added, a good officer, and it's a great service for the county. Congratulations on working hard. Josh, I guess you're involved in those grants. You mentioned a grant and involved in getting that and keeping those type things flowing so you can provide more services.
Yeah, that's right. We've been very blessed to receive a lot of grant money and federal dollars from Congressman Rogers and Senator Britt, and we've just been very blessed on a lot of projects. You mentioned the training center. Without federal dollars, there's no way we could have had this project. So.
And that's a good thing that they're willing to get some of those dollars back home for you to serve the public.
That's correct, Jerry. We had our first meeting at the training center a couple weeks ago. We had representatives from 13 of our counties there, from their sheriff's offices, and we went over legislative updates and some of the criminal law updates, and it just helps us all be bonded and to continue our education as far as what we do, because, you know, we have to wear many hats in law enforcement. We have to know what the law is. We have to know how to handle crisis intervention calls, just a multitude of facets. And we have really great, dedicated people at the sheriff's office. I'm very proud of our staff. You know, a lot of times our corrections officers, they don't get the credit they deserve, because most people don't see them, but they're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They, you know, we never close. We're always there.
Absolutely. Now, you have a big staff. Your staff has grown since under your leadership. And how many slots do you have now for officers?
We have a total of 70 slots, Jerry. You know, when I moved here, the sheriff's office was very small.
Right.
But now we do, like, crisis intervention. We have our school resource officers, which was a great thing for us to establish in our county. Just recently at their state conference, they won the team award for the entire state of Alabama.
That's wonderful.
Very proud of them and the leadership they have with the sheriff's office. They really do a lot in our schools. And, you know, we have our Marine Patrol now that we didn't have before. Just numerous things. Our court security.
Sure.
So it's you know, our county's growing, and along with that, all the services we provide, you know, that grows also. Our calls are up tremendously. You know, in the last 12 months, we've booked nearly 1,700 people into that detention center.
Wow. When you stop and think about the number over a period of 12 months, how the number, we see those on a daily basis, but we don't think about the number that when it totals up at the end of the year.
Get them the skills to be useful and productive in our society.
Absolutely. Now, with your large force that you have, from time to time you have some openings. If there's some young people out there that's interested in getting into law enforcement, how would you tell them to go about that?
Jerry, you don't have to be young. You have to be energetic and inspired and committed. You know, we asked that just recently I talked to a lady whose 16-year-old daughter's interested in law enforcement, and I gave her some tips on things to do. You know, the big thing is to continue in school and make good grades, and if you're interested in employment, you can get an application with the sheriff's office. And you know, a lot of times we start people off as corrections officers, and you know, I tell them that the weather's the same in there year round, and we're not going to be outsourced to Mexico, and it's a good career, and the county's a good employer. They take really good care of their employees, and you know, we try to make it as easy as it can be to work there.
Sure. And so people just need to, if they're interested, come by the sheriff's department, pick up an application.
That's correct, Jerry.
All right. Anything else that we haven't touched on that you guys want to talk about this morning?
Well, we did that warrant roundup recently.
Yes, let's get on that. Tell us about that.
Our people are really proactive in law enforcement, and their goal is to keep as many criminals off the streets of Cherokee County as possible. And by doing that, I think we've greatly reduced our crime rate, Josh.
Yeah, yeah. So violent crime is significantly down. You know, from reporting over the years, you know, 10 or 15 years ago, we had a lot of unfortunate violent crime, and really since the Major Crimes Unit was established, that made a huge impact in reducing that violent crime, we believe. And just like the sheriff said, our people are very proactive. Our patrol deputies and our criminal investigators and our drug enforcement investigators, they work together every day as a team to, you know, pool their resources to keep crime down in Cherokee County. We're very blessed for the people we have.
I noticed on your arrest last week when you did that warrant roundup, you served 26 warrants. And, of course, unfortunately, when you're out there looking for those people and bringing them in, you also noticed some other violations and new charges were filed.
A lot of times when we go to serve a warrant, Jerry, we'll discover narcotics or illegal substances in the house or the car, and that does lead to additional charges.
When people notice a drug activity in their area or suspect it, what should they do?
They can report it to us. You know, we have our website. We get tips. You know, used to people would come to the sheriff's office and tell us things, and you know, that's part of the whole deal with this community meeting. We've not done a community meeting anywhere yet where someone has not told us something that we didn't know, and it's very important that we stay in touch with the public so that we can communicate with them and they can communicate with us. But you know yourself, you know, my cell phone is on my voicemail.
Right.
Everybody has my cell phone, and that's what it's for. I mean, if you want to be accessible, you have to make yourself that way.
And, of course, people can remain anonymous if they want to inform you of something that's going on, because the public are your eyes and ears out there, and without them, you couldn't be effective.
The Crime Stoppers is a great way, and also our website is, you know, anonymous. So. And we get a lot of tips. You know, they come in at 2 o'clock in the morning, Jerry.
Sure. People see things happening. They and they want to be safe in their communities.
They do, and we have a great public awareness here, I believe, of what's happening. And you know, I always tell somebody the best security you can have is a good neighbor.
Exactly, and we watchful for each other.
That's correct.
Anything else you guys want to touch on before we cut away, guys?
We just want to thank you, Jerry, for this opportunity to be here with you and your staff, and thank you for all the good things that you do for our county. You know, we were talking about your public service announcements and keeping us updated on weather issues or road conditions, and that's so important.
Public service is what it's all about. We just got a different job than you folks have. You're just in public service like you are.
Well, but we work well together, I think, Jerry.
Exactly. We have to.
We have to collaborate. You know, we have a great county here, and everybody seems to work really well together to make things better. You know, we're excited about our new courthouse, and the city's getting a great city hall there across the street, so things are really moving up.
They are indeed. Things are going to look different on East Main Street, aren't they?
We may have traffic issues here.
Think that traffic light will have to be put back up?
I think so.
It probably will. Thank you so very much, Sheriff Jeff Shaver and Chief Deputy Josh Summerford. We appreciate you taking time to come in and discuss the issues that's going on at the courthouse. And remember, tomorrow afternoon, if you'd like to meet with the Sheriff's Office, they'll be out at Hopewell Community Center. That's at McCord's Crossroads. They have a wonderful community center there, and you'll be super comfortable there. And that's at 7290 County Road 16 at McCord's Crossroads. That starts at 5 o'clock. They'll look forward to seeing you.